Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Five.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had the same reaction to this. But in the UK, they're about to require IDs for you to see porn.
Dude, saw that. Either your passport or a driver's license.
Yeah, your birth date, like the whole thing.
So
like,
you go onto a landing page that's non-pornographic. Yeah. So if you put in YouPorn, and right. It's for all those sites, if you put in YouPorn, you go into a soft landing, a landing page that's non-pornographic. Oh, that's and you'll tough. Have to put your date of birth and your driver's license information or your passport information in order to then have access to porn
right
on the web in the UK. And I'm saying to myself,
my reaction is I wouldn't do it. Is that do you think like most people would be like, I'm not giving you all that information?
You know why?
It's quite that's a trade-off. That's a huge trade-off.
Well, here's the deal. They've had years and years and years of easy access to porn.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yeah.
At this point in time, you try to just take it away from them cold turkey.
I know.
They're giving you their driver's license. They're giving you their passport
information. You think that's what it'll be?
They may not give you your passport information because that just seems like some next level crazy.
Yeah.
But they'll put their driver's license in. They will.
Yeah.
But I find that strange because I was thinking about it before. And I said, okay, if you ever felt like they were tracking your porn usage.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Got it.
And they say they won't use your information.
Right, we're too far gone. We're too far gone for people to just stop using porn that way. Cold turkey.
Right. Right.
I mean, what are they going to do? Go back to renting DVDs and stuff? No way. It's inconvenient. You wake up, you're a little chubbed up, you need a little something, or you wake up, you're a little horny, and you want to get, or it's the middle of the day, and you want to vent. Sometimes, like, you know, I know for myself, if I'm being completely honest, the Spank Bank bounces around to a lot of different scenes that I can never really get. It takes forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Do you download the videos?
No.
Can you?
No.
Can you download them?
I'm sure you can.
You can, right? You can't. You don't have to just watch them on YouPorn or whatever, Pornhub or whatever.
I mean, I guess you can download
because
stuff,
if people think this is coming, then I think they would just download like crazy to have their own.
I remember when you
files.
First start when they first started with internet porn. I feel like the minute you went on any of those sites, you ended up with viruses on the computer.
Right.
So I don't think people want to go back to downloading it. And I also think there's a lot less of a negative knock on using everybody uses porn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody.
But as soon as they require an ID card, it's going to cut the market. I mean, I would think it's going to cut down on a lot of people. Well, if
you say so. I don't think
right.
it will.
But
I think a lot
but they
of people-
say you have to put in a credit card with it. And I guess that's part of your verification of your ID. It's called Age ID.
I like those websites now when you go on like a cigarette company website or an alcohol company website.
Right.
What's your date of birth? And
exactly.
You just throw any numbers in there and they're like, okay, welcome to our website.
Right. I mean, that's not what this is, but they do want your date of birth along with a couple other things. So email address, password.
I understand, to be honest with you. As the adult, I understand what they're trying to accomplish. This is not about, I honestly don't, and this is, I could be a little bit naive here.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't think it's about them tracking my porn usage. I really do think it is about curbing underage kids' accessibility to pornography. I really do believe that that's what it's about.
And they say they're not storing like your email and password and your birth date. That all it does is like the thing you put in your birth date and then the computer just knows is that 18 or over or not.
Right.
And that's it. So that's what they say. But then
can
that all be hacked?
You can't just put in any birthday. You have to back it up.
Right.
You have to be able to back it up with a driver's license number or something like that. I was just thinking, I was like, can you imagine you get pulled over for speeding, license or registration? You know, you're speeding. Yeah, officer, I'm sorry. And the officer goes back, runs your driver's license. Your driving record is clean, but realizes that you're into tranny porn. You know? And he comes back. He's like, listen, fella.
Bro.
I was going to let you go, but you download a lot of, you watching a lot of tranny porn. You people can't be trusted. Here's your ticket.
Are you speeding over to watch tranny porn? Because you have 27 hours this week so far. I just looked it up.
You know? Dude, I'm surprised you even have time to drive.
Here, I printed the thumbnails of every video you watched. Look at this.
You need help. You drive like crap and you need help. Yeah, I got what you're saying, man.
It just seems like that barrier there might make, like, free. It's just wild. You just click and you go. It's so easy and nobody knows, in quotes.
I have.
And I feel like it would just cut the porn industry down by like 50% maybe. I don't know.
I have zero shame or anything to hide about using pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I wouldn't think twice about putting my driver's license in there.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like it's all of a sudden these new websites that nobody's ever heard of or trusted or whatever. You know, YouPorn and Pornhub have been the two. They've been the big mamma jammas. This is for their sites as well as all the little smaller sites. So
RedTube's
and,
big,
and
right?
it's That's being done, one, so. Yeah, and it's being done across the board.
Mm.
You know, they're not just cherry picking certain sites. It's being done across the board. Make no mistake about it. It will happen here.
Oh, no. Once it happens in the UK, it's starting next month. I feel like, why wouldn't it be on the way here within like a year?
It's probably got a lot more political.
Because how many politicians will be like, no, we don't want to do that. There will be a few, but not a lot.
It's probably got a lot more political, loopholes to jump through here in the States, but it's going to happen, and I'm going to give you my ID.
Mm-hmm. And I think every politician will stand up for doing the ID thing, like, how does that, they're on the right side of it. They're like, we don't want your kids.
It's almost.
Porn, you know, that kind of thing. And people are like, all right, I guess that makes sense.
You may disagree with me on this, but pornography has gotten to a point where it's almost mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think.
Oh, it's way more common than it ever was.
Yeah it is. And sure. I don't think people hide the fact. I mean, they may not talk about it as freely as I am, like, right now, but
right. Most people don't.
I don't think they hide the fact from their friends or their spouses anymore, because I think women.
I don't know. I'm not going to say a lot of guys who watch porn and don't, like, say to their wife, "Hey, check out what I'm watching." I think there's a lot of guys who don't do that.
Not that they'll advertise it, but I don't think. Yeah. I'm fortunate. I'm not in a position where I would have to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her and I don't have conversations. Like once in a while it'll come up and I'll be like, yeah, I was watching this the other day or something along those lines, but I'm not going to hide it.
Wait a minute.
How was your day at work?
Well, yeah, I was watching this video. Like, is there a casual conversation where it comes up, would you say?
Yeah.
That's funny. I was just trying to picture.
Because I was, you know, a lot of times for her and I, it's difficult to get on the same schedule where we can end up having sex and a while can go by. Between sexual
rendezvous.
So I was like, listen, I had to take care of business this morning. And I'm just letting you know. You know, she's like, what'd you do?
What'd you watch?
Watch porn.
Oh, that one?
Yeah. There's only so many times I was like, well, no, I thought of you. There's only so many times she's going to buy that one.
Well, that's.
Someone's being that's awful honest. Quiet here. Ham.
Porn. Woo. I'm just enjoying hearing how y'all go about your pornness, I guess.
Do your
pornness?
Do your girlfriends? I know you will use pornography because we've talked about
it
before.
I also have DVDs though, so I don't know why that's so old school.
It's not. I'm not saying it's old school. I think you're gonna watch. They're gonna get real old real fast if all of a sudden you turn off the faucet that is internet porn.
Yeah,
you know, what are you going to go back to the rent? There's no mom and pop video stores left, you know?
Maybe it'll add to the economy and people will have jobs because people have to go back to making more films because you don't want an end to it.
If there's adult film stores everywhere.
Yeah, but who buys? Who buys porn?
That's a different story.
You're a maniac if you buy porn.
No, I would.
You're probably a serial killer if you're buying porn.
Or
my question, though, is, you know, because there's always that, I don't want to say stigma, that thought that women aren't as disgusting as we are when it comes to porn and stuff. You and your girlfriends are all watching porn, right? Not together, but.
No, not together. I know some of my girlfriends are not. They're just, what? How dare you? No.
You think so? Do you believe them?
I know so, yeah, because I know, and they're married. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But the married ones I know are pretty much not going to be doing that.
And you don't, think they ever watch it with their husbands to spice things up a little bit?
No, they're just I don't believe it. Well, and but you have to keep in mind, I'm not 22. So, you know, maybe they just reach that stage in their life where they're just like, you know, then their kids are grown and they're just...
But you would think they're not 22. So they would, that would be even more of a reason why they might turn to something like that too. The people that immediately shut it down, I feel like are the guiltiest sons of bitches out there.
I'm with you there. And the ones who are like, that's disgusting, we should never watch it, let's ban it from everywhere, those are the porn-watchingest mofos you've ever seen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Porn-watchingest mofos.
They are. They absolutely are.
Porn-watchingest. That's a great phrase.
Hey, Paul, on line one, what's up?
Yeah, I don't see how this is really going to work. I mean, this day and age, every kid's got a smartphone. You know, walk by mom's purse, take a snapshot of her ID, and then here you are watching porn again.
Right, but at least it's something.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, there's ways around it. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, take a picture of your father's driver's license. Yeah, but you need a driver's license and a credit card. Yeah, I guess you can do both.
Sure. Right? If you got one, you get the other.
Can you imagine if the parent starts getting emails? Or I would assume.
Did you sign?
I would assume it would be. I would assume it would be one of those. Yeah, because then you just put in your own email.
Right, you got to set up your own email account.
That was in Superbad, where he was like, he was trying to find a porn site that sounded. It was like perfect 10. They wouldn't know if that's a porn site or not.
Right.
You have to like find one that sounds not porny.
Yeah, that's tough to find. I'm sure.
Or maybe just don't go on porn until you're able to do it yourself.
Yeah, okay.
How young were you?
Drink until you turn 21.
Right. Don't have sex until you're
crazy talk.
Married.
Don't smoke cigarettes.
How young were you when you watched your first porn? Because you don't...
I don't know.
Because you don't think about it then, right? Of course,
I have
then
no
it was
idea.
Magazine, so that's different then.
Right, that's different.
People have access to it.
And
now.
It was...
See your first porn
like
on a computer?
HBO...
Right.
Hold the two buttons down on the cable box so you can see a nipple in between the lines.
The squiggly lines, like the little, yes.
Yes. You know, and when always boobies, never anything else.
Right, and when you're 14 or 15, you don't need much more than what you think might be areola.
Right.
Really? Did it do it for you? Now, were you already all excited and then you catch a little glimpse of something in between all the squigglies and then you're out?
That age, does it ever end?
I don't remember.
Are you ever not excited at that age?
Yeah, right, exactly. Wow. I don't remember.
Oh, there's a breeze.
That's tough. But
I can only assume it doesn't take all that much.
How do you guys, that's a tough
Yeah, that must be the first.
Guys.
That's a good question, though, but that's got to be the first video that any of us saw because the internet wasn't giving you video when it first came out. It wasn't fast enough. It was over a phone.
But you got, and I'm not trying to be a
like HBO.
You got
like
me by 9 years. So I was in the height of VHS tapes. You know, so somebody's brother had a tape. Somebody's brother or father had a tape.
VHS or softcore.
That you got your hands on
porn.
Or the magazines or whatever it was.
You guys are just lucky to survive that time where, apparently, from what I understand, you guys are just nonstop worked up. Like, all the time. Like, never not worked up.
At that age?
Yeah. Like, what is that? 14, 15-ish? 16?
I would say.
Sure. Just keep going.
Yeah. 17, 46, 47.
They say it fades at 30.
And then it sucks because girls at that
open
age.
Open to individuals after that.
They're not trying to say, they're not as worked up as you. They're more into, boys are cute and let's,
You know, though, I wonder.
Yeah, but women change have a different age than we do of peaking with the sexuals. I think peak is like 40-ish.
When we grew up, there was that thought that women didn't enjoy sex as much as guys did. You know, it was a guy thing. And it's like, getting laid was a guy thing. Like, I feel like
that's older than that's before us. I feel like that's our parents' generation.
But I also feel like that's mine too, because I was very, not aggressive that way. Like, you could hit me with a sledgehammer and I wouldn't know that meant that you wanted to sleep with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I always just thought it came from the mindset, it's a guy thought process. It's not a girl thought process.
Oh, uh-huh.
But I think now those lines are blurred.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I think these kids, these girls are equally, the guys
women
know.
Women are more free with their opinions
and
feelings.
And I think that's why these young kids are so open to the idea of banging their teachers.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because they know now. Huh?
There's no line. They're not supposed to.
They've seen the videos.
Way. Yeah.
Less of a line. They've read the stories. They've seen the videos. They, you know. And I think the girls their age probably talk about sex a lot more open.
Maybe.
I think girls talk about it a lot in more detail. Like you guys might say
to each other, but not to guys.
Well, no, I don't think so. But to each other, absolutely. Where I think guys are just like, did you? Yeah, okay, cool, high five, whatever. And then the girls are like going into detail about every little part of it. And I think because of that, that's why girls are a little, I mean, we're getting it out. We're like, okay, this is good, this is bad, what do you like, whatever. And they're hearing all these different experiences. So that arms them to be able to go into a situation a little more confidently, a little more outspoken.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. 800-771-1025 and 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers at Roger and JP on all the social media platforms that matter, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We'll take some of your calls when we come back. Obviously, we also have a dead guy in the envelope today. That's your up, right, on that one?
Yeah, it's coming up half an hour.
We'll do a top 10 list around 1:30. We're Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.